The pen's in my hand, ending unplanned.
Hi, my name is Courtney Wood, and today is May 30th, 2019. I have been an English teacher for 24 years. I have taught both middle school and high school English for the Rowan-Salisbury school system for 16 of those years. For the first 10 years, I taught middle school language arts and AIG language arts. I took 10 years off to be a mom to my two young children, and it was during this time I taught part-time with both middle school and high school English at a local private school for 6 years. Once my youngest went to high school, I had an opportunity to return to the classroom at West. So for the last 6 years, I have taught English 1, English 4, and creative writing at West Rowan High School. My certifications are 6 through 9 language arts, K through 12 AIG education, and 9 through 12 English. When I first started this class, I didn't have a true definition of critical literacy that I could effectively explain to others, but I understand that it is a way of looking and teaching that allows students to become invested in the educational process through providing them different avenues to learn about a concept. However, to provide a formal definition was not something I could do. So the first step I took was to seek an explanation to help in understanding the concept and how it applies in the classroom. So I went to a source that I grew up using, an encyclopedia. The Oxford Research Encyclopedia explained that critical literacy should not be a topic to be covered or a unit to be studied. Instead, it should be looked at as a lens, frame, and perspective for teaching throughout the day, across the curriculum, and perhaps beyond. What this means is that critical literacy involves having a critical perspective or way of being. Therefore, it is challenging the traditional viewpoint on education and the style of teacher-centered education, and allows the teacher and the student to work together to find a better route to enhance the learning process. The article, What is Critical Literacy, encourages the learning process to change and focus on student development, and design pathways for learners to not have to conform to the status quo, but to develop a process to change how they learn something and how to succeed. While reading this article, it reminded me of a time when we gave writing tests to all 7th graders. Students were given a prompt, but one issue some students faced was the lack of personal experience and connections. If the prompt asked students to compare the mountains to the beach, how could someone do so effectively if they had not seen either the mountains or the beach? Students should not have to provide details and write about something when they don't have the insight to enhance their final product. However, this was done regularly for many years. So, we should have been able to give students the opportunity to research and actively learn about the topic, but that was not viable at the time. So, this shows that we need to change the focus in the classroom and allow more students to explore to achieve authentic learning for all. Now, how does critical literacy look in my classroom? 2 years ago, I moved from teaching English 1 full-time to teaching English 4 too. English 4 is British literature that starts with Beowulf, that is set in the 6th century in Denmark and England. I struggled with the first semester helping students make connections to the literature because I was exploring the same issues. After taking some time to research and learn about the background information, I was able to design the Beowulf portfolio that encouraged individuals to question, understand, and apply their knowledge of the history that surrounds the time period of the literature. This story references real places, people, and events, so I wanted them to see the pictures and learn about the topics. They also researched the era, focusing on life expectancy, diseases, women roles, social life, jobs, monarchy, military, battles, and religion. After they researched and shared their information with each other, we read the story and tied the information together in a cohesive manner. This allowed them to have a better understanding of the story. This kind of literacy, worlds rethinking worlds, self-dissenting in society, connections with political and personal, the public and the private, the global and the local, and the economic, for rethinking our lives and for prompting justice in inequality. So educators need to continue to change and make the learning process something that all students can connect to in one manner or another. As you can tell, it continues to be a work in progress. I need help to help students understand and make connections. So it is vital to teach students to ask the right questions and want them to seek out the answers and apply them to their learning process to enhance the subject matter. So it is important to model to help students become engaged learners. As teachers, we can nurture engagement by encouraging students to read for authentic purposes, make personal connections, focus on comprehensive, and respond in meaningful ways. I have found that the questioning process is the most difficult part. I have learned that students can ask questions and find information and read the literature assigned. But the barrier comes with the connecting the background information and the story into a cohesive piece. In the future, I would like to create and use a flowchart to help students to ask questions and make a complete connection to the story. This will guide them through the process and model what is expected of them with the assignment. Another component that will allow me to see if my students are understanding the process is asking them to reflect on the assignment and provide details and facts from the reading and research to support their responses. This will allow the teacher to make sure that they're understanding the lesson. As we move forward with this process, I will continue to read and find ways to make changes in how I am teaching in the classroom. I will also ask questions and even allow my students to have input into the learning process. This will allow me to learn from my students and let them see how we can ask questions and make connections. It is vital that we look at how students learn and master information to make it successful for all.
Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate.